Judge declines to dismiss case against Nicolas Maduro over funding issue. New York City. A federal judge on March 26 declined to dismiss the drug trafficking indictment against Nicolas Maduro after the former Venezuelan leader's attorney tried to get the case thrown out over an international dispute about legal fees. Maduro's lawyer, Barry Pollack, argued that the United States violated the ousted leader's constitutional rights by preventing the Venezuelan regime from using funds to cover his legal expenses. U.S. prosecutors contend that Maduro and his wife, Cilia Flores, should instead use personal funds to pay for their legal defense. The former Venezuelan leader claims he does not have the money for his legal fees. To be granted a public defender, he would need to prove he cannot afford the fees. Pollack tried to get the case dismissed over the funding dispute, but Judge Alvin Hellerstein said during Thursday's hearing that, "I'm not going to dismiss the case." He said he would rule on the funding dispute at a later date. The judge did not set a trial date at Thursday's hearing. Central to the dispute is the U.S. government's contention that since it has active sanctions on the Venezuelan regime, there is no legal pathway to order the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control to grant a license that would release funds for Maduro's defense. That office is responsible for issuing sanctions on foreign governments. Mr. Maduro, as Venezuela's head of state, has both a right and an expectation to have legal fees associated with these charges funded by the government of Venezuela, Pollack wrote in papers he filed late last month. The filing included a statement from Maduro in which he suggested that under Venezuela's laws and practices, "I am entitled to have the government of Venezuela pay for my legal defense. I have relied on this expectation and cannot afford to pay for my own legal defense," Maduro said, adding that Pollack is his counsel of choice and that he has been working with the attorney on his legal defense. Prosecutor Kyle Wirshba argued Thursday that there is no legal pathway to release sanctioned funds from the Foreign Assets Control Office, but Hellerstein pressed him on that position now that relations between the United States and Venezuela are warming. "We are doing business with Venezuela," the judge said. Wirshba responded by saying that even though there are relations with another government, that doesn't mean the United States can't maintain its sanctions. If the purpose of the sanctions is because the defendants are plundering the wealth of Venezuela, it would undermine the sanctions to allow them access the same funds now to pay for their defense, Wirshba said. Pollack argued that if Maduro is granted public defenders, it would deprive others who can't afford attorneys of critical legal resources. He told the judge Thursday that it doesn't make sense in a case where you have someone other than the U.S. taxpayer standing ready, willing, and able to fund that defense. Hellerstein asked prosecutors what they have uncovered regarding whether the ousted Venezuelan leader has the necessary money to fund his legal defense. Wirshba said the Justice Department is still investigating, but argued public defenders and court-appointed attorneys in New York have handled other major cases and could take this one on as well. While he said he respects the ability of those lawyers, Hellerstein contended, "This is a case that is beyond the normal and could hamper their ability to do their normal work." Maduro pleads not guilty. Thursday's hearing was the first time Maduro and Flores have appeared in court since their January arraignment. At the time, Maduro pleaded not guilty and claimed he was a decent man, the constitutional president of my country. His wife also pleaded not guilty. Since their capture by U.S. forces, both Maduro and Flores have stayed incarcerated at a Brooklyn detention center, and neither has requested to be released on bail. Murals and billboards demanding the return of Maduro, 63, and Flores, 69, have been seen throughout the capital, Caracas, since their U.S. capture in early January. Even though the ousted leader's ruling party is still in power, Venezuelan acting President Delcy Rodriguez has since consolidated control of the regime. She has reorganized agencies and the nation's ruling structure, appointing ambassadors, replacing senior officials including the Maduro-aligned defense minister and attorney general, and discarding tenets of the socialist regime that has ruled Venezuela for more than two decades. The shift has seen Venezuela reestablish diplomatic ties with the United States for the first time since 2019. Washington has also moved to ease economic sanctions on the nation's critical oil industry and sent a charged affairs, or diplomatic official, to Caracas. The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control failed to uphold its initial decision to allow the Venezuelan regime to pay Maduro's legal fees, Pollack wrote in his court filing last month. Pollack argued that the office approved the arrangement on January 9th, but then denied it less than 3 hours later without an explanation. Justice Department prosecutors have said the U.S. government instructed Maduro and Flores to pay their legal fees out of personal funds, but will not allow them to draw from a fund controlled by a sanctioned government. Maduro has repeatedly claimed he is unable to afford to defend his case in court. The Department of Justice filed a 25-page indictment earlier this year accusing Maduro and other Venezuelan regime officials of working with drug cartels and the military to traffic thousands of tons of cocaine into the United States. Both Maduro and Flores are also accused of ordering kidnappings, assaults, and murders of those who owed drug money or subverted their trafficking enterprise. The indictment claims Maduro also ordered the killing of a drug boss in Caracas. Maduro and Flores face life in prison if convicted. The Associated Press contributed to this report.